Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are talking and listening to Professor Walter Williams. He's a professor at George Mason University. And he's talking here so important that he says the true temptation with people is they want to live off the expenses of others. In other words, they live off the expenses of others. People, they want people to pay the bill for them.
No.
Yeah. And he goes on and says, he even says the American people love to live off the expenses of someone else. It is sad. I mean, you see it, you go, are you serious?
Yeah.
He even talks about here that people like to use the government to legalize theft, things that if you did it, you would go to jail.
That's right.
But if you go to your congressman and get the congressman or woman to do it, they legalize theft. This is Professor Walter Williams with George Mason University talking about how people have a tendency, a weakness, a temptation to live off the expenses of others, and we have to change it. Take a look.
Well, I think that there's a temptation among all humans to want to live at the expense of somebody else. That is, the American people, and it's sad to say this, is that the American people love to live at the expense of somebody else. That is, whether it be farmers, they want to farm subsidies, poor people, food stamps, businesses, business bailouts. So if let's say in the case of a farmer, is the farmer's having trouble, and if he comes and puts a gun to me and say, give me your money, he's going to go to jail. But if he goes to Washington and gets a congressman to write a law enabling the IRS to take my money, he doesn't go to jail. So what people like to use government to do things that if they did the same thing, they would go to jail. So what I'm saying is that people like to use the government to legalize theft.
Well, think about that. Yeah. I mean, this professor is nailing it. I like that, you know, some of the things that Levine talks about, he says, this thievery is defined as compassion, being compassionate, using the government to take someone, something from someone to give it to someone else.
Right.
But in the definition of compassion is that you feel something.
And then you do something about it.
Not I feel something and then make you do something about it.
Yeah.
That's theft.
Yeah.
Right?
No doubt.
I spent 10 years in law enforcement. We put people in jail for that. But if you do it in Washington, D.C.
Well, it goes to show you how the narrative is being co-opted, is being changed. And if you're not careful, you'll be duped into it. You'll get a sense of entitlement that says, you owe me something. That's right. You should pay for this.
You know,
I live in America.
Yeah, and we talked about that. We have a program called Legality versus Morality.
Mm.
And just because it's legal doesn't mean it's moral.
That's right.
And God says, you know, don't steal from somebody. Just because someone can steal through political means, it doesn't make it morally correct. It may make it legal. Abortion's illegal, for example. But God says that's immoral, and that's actually the taking of life, and that would be considered murder. Forgivable if you repent. But God, I mean, that's the difference in it, where people say, just make it legal. Well, it boils down to morality is what will we answer with God, you know? And so stealing people's money by using the government, a gun, a knife, or a threat, they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
And so how will we lose this whole government? We lose everything by saying, you know, and this is one of the temptations that was said years ago by, it says, if the people find out that they can tap into the national treasury and they can take all they want by voting it out, then that's the end of a country. And so this is so important. I want to ask your comments right now. We want to know, what are your thoughts about this? You know, and maybe you're starting to see things differently and you're realizing, I shouldn't be turning to the government to ask them to take money from someone else. I just need to believe God for a raise. I need to believe God to bless me. But, you know, just share your comments below. Write to us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. You know, it's all about us walking this thing out together.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.